Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Ever do. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get ready for Tay in the UK. That's right, Taylor Swift in London. What do you think? Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app for a minimum of 60 minutes a day, and you've got a daily entry. It's completely free. We just want you to use it. We want you to love it. 60 minutes a day gets you a free entry for a chance to win a trip for four to travel to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th. It's a four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, everything Tay in the UK, all the details at radioalice.com.
Real quick, I just wanted to read this and thank her. Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
She sent me a postcard that says, "Happy belated birthday, Vin. I love you to the moon, and Sarah, too."
Oh.
From Sharon O, top 1%.
Didn't we find out recently that if you listen to us on Odyssey, it
That's
will
what
tell
it is.
You mm-hmm. what percentage of listener you are?
Yep.
Like, Sharon is a huge fan. Thank
and
you
knows,
so much.
Thanks to listening to us on the Odyssey app. In fact, this card comes from Hawaii, so she might even be listening to us there. For all I know.
That's the beauty of the Odyssey app. Wherever you are, we'll go. Where are we going?
Check us out.
Yeah, we're right there.
Thanks, Sharon.
Speaking of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Remember when everyone piled on The Rock and Oprah for trying to get people to donate to Maui Wildlife?
Why don't you just do it?
It turns out they did.
Right.
Like, to the tune of, you know,
$10 million. Right.
And then some. So they go, doesn't sit right with people when rich people ask for money. As though, you know, The Rock and Oprah can pay for everything that happened in Maui.
First of all, the idea that someone is trying to do
good
charity and do good and use their celebrity to hopefully raise some funds, it doesn't mean you have to.
Right.
Like, you have every right to go skipping.
Yeah.
Skip right past that post. Skip.
I'm not involved with that.
But
I don't
do
have any interest
see,
in that.
Often, I've seen this post many times, multiple times. Bezos could solve the world's problems with his money. Why doesn't he? Well, I don't know. Haven't you ever seen people pour money into stuff and yet there's still homeless problems?
Right.
Haven't you ever seen money get poured into, name it, and somehow it's still
a problem. Right.
So I don't know. I don't know why Bezos wouldn't say, "I'm just going to flood that problem with some of my fortune."
I'm sure he does flood many problems.
I bet
problems.
He does.
You know what? Maybe that person who's posting that should look into what he, you know, his ex-wife, Mackenzie, is that her name?
Yeah.
She is actively trying to give away all her money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, turns out it's really hard to get rid of billions of dollars. Her and like Warren Buffett, it's that whole group of people who've made that pledge where they're going to give away at least half of their wealth. And when you're in the billions, you could give away 99.999% and still
be rich, right? So anyway, go on. So these guys.
Right. So they pledged to start things off with a $10 million donation. This is The Rock and Oprah Winfrey. I don't know. Maybe they're both given $5 million apiece. I have no idea how it all broke down. But people thought that's not enough because they're massively wealthy. They also thought that it was tone deaf for rich people to ask for money from the 99%ers. Which is the rest of us. If it helps, it sounds like Oprah and The Rock really did put their money where their mouths are. A nonprofit that helps manage the distribution of those funds in particular, like whatever, I think it was called the Maui Fund, that they had set up specifically to help the people of Maui, says that overall, this nonprofit helps distribution of those dollars. Say they ended up raising $60 million. And while 20,000 individuals and companies did donate, the bulk of that money came from Oprah and The Rock.
Okay.
They didn't say exactly how much, but that's, I don't know. I feel like people are allowed to do whatever they want with their money. And even with, like, Bezos, maybe he could solve all the world's problems. But it is his money, and he gets to do what he wants with it. And, you know, you hope that somebody who wins the lottery or is worth billions of dollars does consider the little people or the things that they can help
with.
Well,
the Maui situation might seem like another planet to people, and that we do suffer from that often, where you go, I don't know the people of Yugoslavia. Why would I donate to that? Right. So there's definitely that. You might feel better donating something closer
to
home.
Locally.
I definitely helped out with Maui. I've been to Maui a bunch of times.
I love it there.
And the idea that Lahaina is ash is just terrible.
Where'd you go this last time?
We were on Oahu.
Okay.
It's not the big island, but I would call it the main island.
Honolulu.
Yeah. Absolutely. But anyway, I just, yes, I did my part, what I could do. And I'm glad to hear they did theirs.
Yep.
It's tragic.
It's the whole no good deed goes unpunished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here they are. They did give millions of dollars, both of them. Millions of dollars.
Well, and hopefully it's helping because they've got to rebuild from the dirt.
Oh, my God, I know. And I'm glad you went to Hawaii, and to everyone who's going to Hawaii this year and people who are going to Maui, and that is what they need. That's probably
tourism
the thing they need the most.
Is,
it's everything for them.
It's everything. It's both a curse and a blessing.
Right.
And
their economy runs on it.
That's how they make their living, is in the tourism
business.
Whether
they like it or not.
Right.
Hmm. Next up, that was your no good deed goes unpunished story. This one is your anger management story.
Oh.
I am going to tell you something before we even start this. This person, who is not known.
Is it me?
It's not.
Oh, no. All right.
This person is not actually known for their anger management skills.
Is it Alec Baldwin?
It is Alec Baldwin.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, well done.
Nice.
Okay. Not known for his anger management skills.
Right.
And yet holds on to it as long, like, good restraint for a long time. Good, solid.
Recently.
Oh, yeah. Like yesterday.
Oh.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
You know, it's funny. We very much judge him for that. And yet sometimes your kids are so unimaginably inconsiderate that you might say something like that
to them in the privacy of your own home. Based on my upbringing, that seemed kind.
Right.
No.
Yeah, no. Oh, by the way, you know, no. I watched this video a couple times this morning. And at one point, he actually says, no.
Oh, nice. It is his thing.
Yeah. Let's go ahead.
I didn't notice.
Yeah,
that.
He's standing in the doorway toward the end. I think you have to. It just looks like he says it. Like I'm sort of reading.
Oh, is that the video?
Okay. So here we are. This is the video. He's in a coffee shop. There are some patrons in the back there. It looks like a very nice upscale
coffee shop in New York. From this distance, that looks like Tim. Cranky Tim in our building.
It does look like Cranky Tim. You're right. No, it's Alec Baldwin.
All right.
So he's in there. I mean, I don't know what it is. It could be a hotel. It could be anything. Okay, so he's on the phone.
Here it is.
Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec? No jail time,
He's on
Alec.
The phone. He's trying
you
to...
put innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin. Free Palestine, Alec, just one time. And I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone. I swear. Just say free Palestine one time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time. Please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Israel. Zionism. Please say it. One time.
You can stop it. Oh, you're about to get to the part where he slaps the phone out of her hands. Go ahead. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Finally, after all that, he flips the phone out of this lady's hands. This lady is so annoying. Now, I don't know if this is a reposter. This is her thing. It's called Crackhead Barney and Friends. I think they're reposting this. She writes
Crackhead Barney and Friends.
And then they've captioned it.
Is that a morning show somewhere?
I don't know. CHBAF. Crackhead Barney and Friends. She has written, it looks like, White Devil Alec Baldwin attacked me while I was trying to get coffee. That is called
instead
spin.
Of mentioning all the goading that she was doing there.
So he is trying not to look at her. He's trying to ignore her. There's an employee who is trying to stand between her and Alec. He goes, he opens up the door.
Is he trying to get her to leave?
Yes.
Oh, that's what he's doing. So he can go back
like,
in.
I'm in the middle of getting my coffee. I think he's ordering coffee there. He's on the phone. He's got a lot of stuff going on, but there's a couple spots in this video where he is mostly not looking at her, but he glances his eyes at that camera and the burning anger in those eyes. It's actually kind of frightening. I'm surprised she didn't back down. But she obviously has an agenda and she wants to get him on tape saying whatever the hell she's
trying to say. The bummer about the paparazzi, and I don't know Crackhead Barney.
Barney and Friends.
I don't know them.
I don't either.
But he is being tortured. And what he really should do is have just left. I don't know what he thought would come from waiting her out. Grabbing the camera was now he's in trouble probably, right?
You know, I don't think he's in trouble. I don't know how that works, but smacking the camera out of somebody's hand she's clearly antagonizing him. I think that there's evidence of that, right? And he obviously didn't break the phone because we've got this video.
Right.
So he smacks the thing out of her hand and I guess it turns off at that point. But I actually thought to myself, because he's shaking his head and he's talking to the other guy. And at one point you can see his mouth going, no. Like, I'm not going to say that.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, it's hard.
No.
I didn't do that. But she's such, I'm surprised that everyone in the place didn't stand up and just sort of herd her out. Get out. You got to get out. This guy's just trying to have coffee.
This is one of those things, and you hear it from different celebrities. Often it's musicians who will say something along the lines of, you know what? The lawsuit will be worth it for me to punch you out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not,
yes.
It's not where you should put yourself, but I can understand why someone who
moment,
has to take that and be publicly
humiliated.
Tortured.
You're right. That's her. That's him smacking the thing out of him.
Yeah.
But that protest is not, it's everywhere right now. They're on college campuses saying the same thing in
they're
great numbers.
They're stopping traffic.
They stopped in-person classes.
Oh, boy.
Is it Columbia? I don't have the story in front of me, but they stopped. They were like, we got to get everybody off campus. This cannot continue.
And it is happening.
It's very sad that he, if he ends up in trouble for that. Some stuff where you go, really? You fought with the lady and the flight attendant so you could finish your words with friends? Right. Come on,
just
man.
Don't be that guy.
But this is tough.
He's getting to me. I think he showed some restraint. He didn't punch her in the face. He whacked the phone out of her hand. And I think it's clear that she's torturing him. So I say he skates on this one, but that's just me. I also feel like the woman who was the armorer on Rust just got, I think, 18 months for involuntary manslaughter. Mm-hmm. To me, while I do believe that he should be trained on firearms, whether they're ever going to be loaded or not, it's a reasonable expectation to think that you're holding a gun that isn't loaded.
People have written in.
Yes.
And I have not read this story from cover to cover, so I do not know if this is true or false. But people were writing in, texting in during your delivery of that most recent story, and they were saying it's known that these people were doing firearm practice near the movie set.
Oh.
Which may have
you mean the, like
been
the armor
how
and
the real bullets got mixed in with the. I don't know any of that, so I can't really.
Right.
There's so much like I have to say in order to cover us for any possible libel that I find myself going. I'm not going to read that.
Just say alleged. It's alleged.
Texters are
things.
Saying that though in the story that people it was known one of the mistakes they made was to be holding actual firearm practice near the set. They were in the middle of nowhere, like New Mexico or somewhere.
Yeah, out in the wild.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
Yeah. Guns are always going off. I mean, they're just like in your pants.
I don't know.
They just shoot you down the leg.
You know, the moment before he actually snatches the phone, you listen to this real quick.
Please say it one time.
Could you do me one quick favor?
Do you hear that?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't hear it.
Can you do me one quick favor?
I'll turn it up for you a little bit here.
Could you do me one quick favor?
Can you do me one quick favor? He snatches the phone.
Right. So, like, you get a guard down or something? Do me one quick favor.
Yeah.
So I can get in your face. It is, you know, there's a couple moments in there where he is frightening. And I like Alec Baldwin. I do. I think he's talented. I like him on 30 Rock.
I didn't even see him on 30 Rock, but he was spectacular in Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see him in Beetlejuice. So
young and thin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. He's in the original? Is he in the new one that's coming up?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah, these days he's busy. But there are a couple glances he gives that camera that are just, there. I'm telling you, he's shooting daggers out of his eyes, like lasers.
Well, because
he's mad.
He knows what she's doing.
Yep. Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, there you go. That's Alec Baldwin. Pretty much in control of himself. I felt like, yeah, that's pretty good. There's a story about Bon Jovi. There's no real big story here. He's been John Bon Jovi, he was a god in the 80s. I loved him. I copied his hair. I copied his look.
You loved him.
Yeah, we actually did. We did a bunch of their songs. That was like that Slippery When Wet record, start to finish.
Did you ever see him live?
No, never seen him live.
How is that possible?
I just never went to his shows, but I've definitely seen enough of those videos. It's so funny. There's this one scene in the video Living on a Prayer where they're, and it's them. It's a performance video. And it's, I don't know, they're acting out parts of it, but there's one part where he goes, "Take my hand." And he's like looking down off the stage at the camera and he puts his hand out. And now I can't sing that song without putting my hand out like that. John Bon Jovi. Anyway, beautiful. So he's been married for 35 years. To a lady named Dorothea. And he basically is talking about his relationship. They say that in a song in 1993, he sort of detailed that it's called Bed of Roses. He regretfully detailed his experiences while touring. And he says, she's really tolerant. He's saying, I'm no saint and I've made some mistakes. But we have four kids together and she's tolerant.
They have four kids?
They do. They have four kids. One of them is Jake Bon Jovi, who is getting married to Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, that's the only kid I know of.
He talks about her, too. He was like, yeah, I did not know anything about Stranger Things. I'd never heard of it.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like, that just isn't really, it kind of missed me. He said, but her work ethic is crazy. And now that they know each other, he's gone to some openings of movies of hers. And as they have like an opening party or whatever. And he's like, she's amazing.
I'm not surprised. Every now and then, if you get together with friends, someone from out of nowhere will bring up a show name and they're like, it's the best thing I've ever. Right now you're doing it. What's the one you love?
Fallout.
It's
but also it, Halo but and these are, Shogun.
These are things that you, if you don't
right
regularly look on those sites,
yep,
you might have no idea they exist.
And actually I find it, what I just did, to be kind of an annoying thing that people do. Like, it is impossible. Used to be there were basically three big channels, four, say. And we all watched the same shows. They were all on at the same time. And we were all beholden to the broadcast channels. And now the choices are so profound. And we went so deep on, like during the pandemic, when you had watched, you know, every Norwegian detective story set in the ice, like you just went so deep into stuff because you'd watched everything on TV, you felt, and then there were still people telling you about some other, like there is no way someone's yelling about a thing and I'm like, great, I'll add it to my list. I have a list going. I'm sure a lot of people have a list going. And
wow,
it's basically a list of shows you're never going to get to.
And you lose lists anyway. So, I mean, that's a problem for you, but
for me,
yeah.
I use notes.
Ah.
Yeah. So I have, look here, let me tell you.
Or the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah, there's that. Oh,
there,
yeah,
you go.
That is true. Shows to watch. Look at this. For All Mankind, Apple TV, Reservation Dogs, FX on Hulu, Only Murders in the Building. Obviously, I've gotten to some of these. The Underground Railroad, Station 11, It's a Sin, Succession, The White Lotus, WandaVision, What We Do in the Shadows, The Great, Mythic Quest.
Sheesh.
Yeah, and I'm like just scrolling down and scrolling down. There are so many. Everybody, I think everybody has this list. Maybe. I feel like how else would you keep track of anything?
List of Sarah's sayings.
Or partners.
That's, they're both really long lists. Was, yeah, that those was a long list, yeah. Right. Anyway, Bon Jovi. Talking about everything.
The good old days.
Talking about the good old days. He admits he hasn't been a saint in his 35-year marriage.
I don't know how that works for a person, because you would feel... You would have difficulty with it, but then you would also see that incredible level of fame he had and almost have to just say, I'm either walking or I'm going to accept that some of this comes with that level of fame.
It was kind of crazy. These two, Dorothea and John Bon Jovi, got married in Vegas in 1989. And then they started having kids together. And he, in 93, according to this, 4 years later, he was regretfully detailing his experiences. Maybe it was just during touring in general.
Well, they were an 80s band.
They were, and they were probably together for a few years before they married.
93, his peak powers were long gone.
Right. I would say his peak powers were 1985 to 1987.
You know, they famously bring up the band Nirvana, but either way, there was a change of foot, and Bon Jovi was on the other side of that.
Right. To me, they were like the epitome of everything I loved about the 80s. So probably even earlier than that. When did Runaway come out? That was early MTV.
That's what's funny. When I bring up MTV, part of the reason is because I was exposed to music I wouldn't have heard otherwise. There were a lot of those classic rock bands that I didn't listen to.
But then there they were. And a lot of them had like, even the video seemed like it was kind of old. Like they'd put a video together a while before.
But they immediately went, that's the way. We'll get airplay. Let's do it.
This is the way.
Rainbow. You know that band?
Yeah, I do. Is it The Sound in the Dark? What is that song, that rainbow song I love?
But that's the guy from, it's Ritchie Blackmore.
Right.
The guitar player.
And was it Dio was the singer that framed it for
I think
while?
So.
Yeah. Love Dio. Anyway.
I love Dio.
I am completely out of time. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
This had come up last week, and here it is again. Cheese, of all things.
I love cheese.
After these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just a quick reminder, follow that Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Wow. You'll find all the info on videos and stories and shows we've told you to watch and things we've reported during the show.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. It's happening. Fremont Bank's sleek new flagship branch at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Where again? 39150 Fremont Boulevard is open and ready for you.
Nice. Oh,
very nice. The building is at the heart of the revitalization of downtown Fremont, and it boasts some state-of-the-art features for you to gaze upon while banking locally.
I want to go gaze upon things.
Visit FremontBank.com for more info. That's FremontBank.com. Cloudy to partly cloudy today. That's what you're dealing with. It's cloudy out there now. Most likely wherever you are, there'll be some breaks, but this is what's today. Okay.
I mean, there's not a lot I can do.
Don't question it. Right. Yeah, yesterday you questioned it, and then what happened?
It turned bad on me.
Right.
That'll happen to other people. It's going to be a nice day at my house the whole time. Damn it.
Okay. I have an experience with this. So, and I believe probably anyone who's flown recently has had an experience with this. I went to my local airport, which is in San Jose. And I forget where I was going. But anyway, I'm
Hawaii?
No, this was probably when I was flying and driving my mom back and forth.
Sure, right.
It was probably during that time because she had a dog and the dog couldn't fly and she couldn't leave it. It's the whole thing. Anyway, there I am walking into the airport and this lady says, "Hey, how you doing? How would you like to skip the line?
All
you need to do is follow me right here and fill out a couple, answer a couple questions, and then you can skip the whole line and walk right through." And I was like, "I don't know. All right, that sounds great."
Yeah, I'm running
like
late.
A big dummy. I just go walking right into
You're not a dummy.
Fill out all the info, and then I'm skipped. But no, I am a dummy because I hardly ever fly, and here I am giving all my info for the millionth time into a computer that, you know, once again will get hacked.
And a retinal scan.
Yeah.
All the stuff.
I'm so glad I did that. It's so great. I just skip all the lines now and walk right up, stare into the machine.
So are we talking about the same thing?
Clear.
Clear.
Yeah, clear. Mm.
Clear's great.
Do you pay for the Clear feature that lets you skip the line at airports?
I guess so.
Don't be surprised if people start shaming you for it. Very soon.
Really?
Shame.
Yeah, they're already shaming me because I'm in first class.
Shame.
They walk by and stare at me.
Shame.
And I look up at them over my vodka soda.
Vodka soda. Shame. Two state senators in California just introduced a bill to ban Clear from airports in the state.
Why?
Their argument is it's just letting wealthier people pay to cut the line.
How much more is it?
They say here, now this could vary, and I don't know. I don't have it all. I didn't, you know, I asked our guy for 10 more minutes so I could do some really important research, and he said, no, you have 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It's time.
Right.
I went, fudge.
Thank goodness you're back in time.
And I was having a moment with Cranky Tim in the bathroom.
Oh, so what there was fun. Thank you, Tim.
Anyway. They say here, Clear is a feature at airports that lets you pay $189 a year to skip the security line, which sounds actually pretty reasonable.
If you fly enough,
why wouldn't you? I would take Netflix and throw that out a window if you could skip the line at every airport.
Return, you are giving them all your info and a retinal scan. So unless someone has got your head, then they're holding it up and holding the eyeballs open. I mean, there's no... It's great. It's a pre-check. Like,
when
I already do
up,
that pre-check.
Clear records your biomarkers, like fingerprints and eye scans, and then for $189 a year, you get to skip the first part of the TSA line. A rep for the company escorts you directly to the X-ray machine.
Yep. Well, no, they take you to the guy who checks your ID on the inside, and then you get to go into the line for the X-ray machine.
Yeah, there's still a line.
There's still a line. But they take you to you skip everything in between, and you go right to the guy who, like, looks at your thing and lets you through.
A new bill would get rid of that.
I don't like it. Thanks for nothing.
Or third party. Are you unclear, too?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
And Anita gets it for free through certain credit cards. I think American Express, certain credit cards will offer Clear for free.
Oh, I have Amex, and I'm
use Amex like a fiend. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You pay for everything with that.
Yeah, you have to pay for the paid version of Amex, too. So you get all the extra stuff, you know, like the lounges and whatever else.
I should find out what I pay for that.
Look into it.
The new bill would get rid of Clear and 30 third-party vendors like Clear.
I don't like that.
Would have to pay more for their own dedicated security line at airports in California. So it sounds like it would still be in place, but it would cost them more to exist. The weird part for me in the story I told you that began this actual story, well, mine was too, but it's not a news story. It's my experience. The weird part for me was just how there, all of a sudden, there she was. Like, as I'm, you know, rushing through and you know what airport travel's like, I got my backpack on. I'm trying to.
That's how they get people, though. They go down to the end of the line and grab someone when they're not busy.
She truly was like, "Hey, would you like to skip the line?" And of course I was like, "Yeah, I'm probably behind schedule and looking at this giant TSA line."
Right.
It's a giant line. I'm like, "Oh, let me see what's doing over here."
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the next thing you know, I am getting my eye scanned and, you know, going, "All right." And Yes, it's nice. Do I need that? I don't. It's just another service. I hardly ever fly.
Yeah. I fly enough that I'm like, yeah, I need that.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, it would be a bummer if it went away.
Delta, United, and other major airlines are fighting the bill because they have partnerships with Clear. They claim they might even have to raise ticket prices if this bill passes. Now, there's also a TSA PreCheck, which is similar.
But now everybody's on better, that.
And it only costs around $80, and that's for 5 years.
You know, and that is also a background check. They do a full... Right all over you. They're like, they're looking into your past, looking into everything. So yeah, you go for a face-to-face meeting. Like, it's a pain in the ass to get
I believe
clear.
My mom has...
Or not, PreCheck.
I believe my mom has PreCheck. I don't think she's got Clear, but...
PreCheck is now really crowded, though.
Oh.
Like, tons and tons of people. Like, there have been times before we got Clear, and Clear isn't in every airport either, that the TSA... PreCheck line is longer than the regular line where you just go, I'm going to keep walking. All these people are in the PreCheck line.
Wow. I'm surprised to hear that because most of us don't have time for meetings, extra meetings.
I know.
You have to meet someone
you
at the PreCheck.
You got to go to the airport
and
sit down with someone who looks at your passport and all your stuff and does a background check.
That's a no
global entry too. Yeah.
Yeah. That's global entry is hardcore. Now
that one's really hardcore. You pretty much skip the security, like the metal detector too, it seems.
But that's good if you travel internationally.
Right.
It doesn't let you skip customs into another country, but coming back into America, you're skipping the customs.
You
can come right back in.
Yeah, it's huge.
It is a huge time saver. Doesn't save you going into another country.
So Anita takes the kids, and I'm like, I'll see you inside.
You can maybe bring in those pterodactyls from Transylvania that you want to sell on the black market.
Yes, right.
Because you don't get checked at customs.
No. I'm sure they still do something, but you get
80 pounds of doobie weed.
By the way,
okay.
I mentioned last time, and this was just recently, we went to Hawaii, 3 weeks ago or four weeks ago. I was mentioning that in the TSA line, they had this dog walking back and forth, and there were these fans blowing, and you walk through and you're like, I hope nobody stashed any drugs on me. And some people wrote in and said, those are not drug sniffing dogs. Those are bomb dogs.
Right.
And I was like, oh.
Do you think that they're both kinds?
I'm glad I didn't know
that. Do they have to be one or the other, or is it just they're looking for anything that they can get you on?
I don't know, but they wrote in and said they're not smelling for monkeys or doobie weed. They're smelling for bombs.
People are smuggling monkeys?
And it's from the story I told you about trying to explain to my daughter the x-ray machine
monkey,
and what they're looking
for. That's right, that people are to have the monkeys, right. Now I remember.
As I was trying to tell her what they're looking for, I realized I can't say guns or drugs.
Or bombs.
There's just more questions.
Right.
So I said monkeys.
Yeah, I would think
it's a lot safer than the... Mm-hmm. Wait, someone might bring a bomb? Oh, great. Now I got to deal with this. Next story.
Okay.
Cheese.
Please.
We just talked about this. I was like... Who doesn't buy pre-shredded cheese? Like, what? Why would you bother? You've got these bags full of pre-shredded cheese.
It's
the easiest thing in the world.
There are people who won't.
And then you said, John will not buy it. He doesn't like whatever they use to keep the cheese separated, which I never really bothered to consider. Hold on. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
That's in my story.
Right.
I'm actually switching now. I have to get a grater.
Oh, boy.
You got to. I don't have a grater. Why would I have a grater?
You don't have a grater? I
guess
we have one of those four-sided ones. It's like, you hold onto the top of
it has all
the different,
a
big square, and you just slice it onto a plate. Shred it.
You ever noticed the dusty stuff packaged on shredded cheese?
Absolutely.
It's always there, whether you see it or not.
Uh-huh.
It's an anti-caking agent. It keeps the shreds from sticking and lumping together, which is unattractive. I don't want a bunch of lump cheese together. So
why bother shredding it if it's just going to lump back together?
Right. Different companies use different methods. So this is what John's talking about. Your husband, John.
Yeah.
That's Sarah's husband.
Thank you.
John,
my husband,
if you don't know.
John.
John!
he who shreds his own cheese. Thank you very much.
Kraft uses cornstarch. Tillamook uses potato starch. Sargento uses powdered cellulose, which is refined wood pulp.
Okay.
Lucerne uses both tapioca and potato starch. Other anti-caking agents can include calcium sulfate, which is a component in cement.
But it also sounds like milk. I mean, there's calcium in it.
It sounds questionable, but they're all food safe in small amounts. Still, not everyone's excited about ingesting these substances raw. And I never once thought about it because now I haven't touched a cheese shredder since the 1900s.
Oh, olden days.
That's ancient.
So long ago.
So now there's a social media trend of people washing their shredded cheese before they use it.
Washing the cheese.
As in putting the cheese in a strainer and running the sink over it.
But then now your cheese is all wet.
Right.
And then what do? You have to like towel it off and stuff?
Most people dump the cheese into a colander, rinse it with water, and then dry it on a paper towel. The water that strains out is cloudy and sometimes discolored, which adds to the theatrics and the videos people are posting of them washing their cheese before they eat it. It's ridiculous. Let's all just buy, what are they called?
A block of cheese?
No.
Oh, well, cheese grater?
Grater. Graters. Rinsing cheese is messy. It sounds absurd. I don't want wet cheese.
Yeah, I don't want. So now she's pouring the water over the cheese, and we're going to look at the water, I guess, and it's going to be bogus looking. Is that what,
I'm getting here? I was just watching her wash the cheese.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Like, I don't know. Like, sometimes there is shredded cheese in our fridge, and I don't notice a bad taste, or, you know, I've lived so far, so I'm going to go ahead and just keep eating whatever served
they
to me.
They do say, if you're going to do this, wash the shredded cheese as you need it, not the whole bag. It will...
Now it's wet cheese.
It will mold faster.
Right. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
So...
All right.
And then the other option is buying a block of cheese and shredding it the old-fashioned way, which is the direction I'm headed.
Be careful, though, because shredded fingers aren't as tasty, and they don't melt perfectly on top of your chili.
No, it depends if you're Army Hammer or not.
Good one.
Go, 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 go. Eat people.
Thanks.
Where's my drum hit?
Oh,
I just moved my story.
Oh, Vinny. Pushing buttons.
Nicotine pouches are the new trendy thing. And they say,
oh boy.
But minors are getting hooked. Well, you know, in my generation, it was Siggy's. Right. You went to the machine where you put in five quarters, and you got a pack of smokes. Of course you got addicted, even though, you know, there I am talking to my mom going, Mom, back off. I'll be fine.
Mm.
Those are addictive. Don't you understand? Mom, come on.
Yeah. They're like set up for you to buy them for the rest of your life.
I got this.
However short that might be.
As the fight against vaping and regular old ciggies continues, new nicotine products are becoming increasingly popular with young people and parents. Will not be able to tell their child's using this because it's basically invisible. The nicotine pouches, they're called Zins.
Oh, Zins.
Snooze or little lip pillows. They've
little
become
lip pillows.
Fashionable thanks to social media. I have no idea how that could be fashionable. But then again, why were cigarettes ever fashionable? And they were.
Yeah. Well, they've had a good marketing campaign. Doctors surveyed choose Benson and Hedges.
Well, there's that, but there's also the guy ripping a guitar solo with the ciggy hanging just
off the
bottom.
Or the Marlboro Man.
Lip.
It was so cool. Like, they were selling you the look. James Dean with the cig hanging out of his mouth.
Well,
like, it's just...
These little tiny tea bags are filled with nicotine. They are absolutely addictive, and they're flavored, which is the big argument against a lot of the vapes. Mint, bubblegum, mango.
And a buzz.
And you can place them discreetly between your lip and gum. The nicotine is absorbed directly into the bloodstream. So if you're someone fooling around with Zyn, take it from someone who is addicted to cigarettes. These things will hook you.
Yeah. If you want to be someone's bitch for the rest of your life, definitely play with nicotine. You get to go to nicotine jail for the rest of your life. Both of us are reformed smokers. Like, it's... And it's hard. It's like the hardest thing to quit smoking. Or to, you know, quit whatever nicotine thing you're hooked on.
Well, and if you're someone who still parties, that is the...
Oh,
there's the,
right.
There it is. You have a couple drinks and your whole head starts going, oh, when I drink, I smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why most people or a lot of people, or it could be your coffee or... But it's that association. I have to have...
Yep.
Oh, I get in my car, I start it, and then I reach for my pack and I...
And I light up a smoke. Right.
And then... All right, right now we're ready to drive.
Right.
So.
Oi.
I don't have time for text, so I'll do those next time around. What's coming up in the trash?
J-Lo, Taylor, Beyonce, Kim.
It's Alice, Sarah, and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.